Purich Books, an imprint of UBC Press, presents The Shoe Boy, a Trapline Memoir, by Duncan McHugh, read by the author. Part 1. I straighten my silk tie, take a deep breath, and open the elegant mahogany door. The hotel ballroom is resplendent. Crystal chandeliers cast a warm, golden light. Candles flicker on each of the linen-draped round tables. I'm at an awards dinner, where members of the press gather to honor professional excellence. There are a few reporters here I recognize, but mostly these ceremonies are the domain of executives, senior editors and producers anxious to add more awards to those already lining their newsroom walls, like the mounted heads of so many trophy bucks. Advertisers willing to pay top dollar for a plate make the rounds, shaking hands enthusiastically. Taking my seat, I am quietly considering the numerous bottles of wine circulating our table when two producers begin to banter about summer camping trips. "Well, it's not really camping," laughs one woman. "More like car camping." The producers wax poetic about week-long hikes and canoe trips in their younger days. "Not anymore," they say. "Not unless there's a hot shower in the campsite." For a TV reporter, a guy who converses with people for a living, I'm horrible at small talk. In the back-and-forth tennis rally of cocktail party chit-chat, I often double-fault my opening serve. But tonight, I'm warming to the topic at hand and decide to interject. "I once lived in the bush for 5 months," I say. "We washed our hair 3 times in a laundry tub." The women turn to me with curiosity. I'm the only Indian at the table. At parties full of smart and wealthy white people, I'm accustomed to being perceived as both exotic and oppressed. In such settings, I rarely share stories about the season I spent living in the wilds of northern Quebec with a Cree trapper and his family. But tonight, this feels good. We trapped otter, muskrat, and beaver. We snared rabbits. We hunted grouse, ducks, and ptarmigan. We shot a caribou and a bear. In this crowd, I may as well be talking about my trip to Mars. But I'm not whipping this story out as a badge of indigeneity, like a Costco card that proves I'm a paid-up member of the club. No, this story is like the rosary beads in my mother-in-law's purse, worn and comforting, yet an enduring symbol of mystery. It's been over 20 years since I went hunting in the bush with Robbie Matthews Sr., and I'm still trying to unpack what I learned there. The laundry tub is one of those square-shaped galvanized metal buckets. It's full of hunting gear, and it's damn heavy. My forearms and back are killing me, the metal is cutting into my gut, and a frayed old rope tied to the handles keeps catching on tree limbs. I'm tired, hot, and pissed off. I drop the bucket at my feet. I stand on the trail for a while, sucking in cold October air. I am deep in the bush, hundreds of kilometers northeast of my home in Chisasibi, northern Quebec. It's been a couple of months since I arrived on the trap line, an eternity in teen years. This portage is not long, maybe a kilometer. The trail is slightly uphill as it winds its way through the black spruce. I hear Robbie's footsteps behind me. Robbie, who is about 55 years old, to hazard a guess, has passed me twice, once carrying a load, once again as he returned to the boat for another. Now he's going to pass me again. The old man is lapping me. His back is bent as he comes into sight. His back is always slightly hunched over. Despite the wintry chill, the first snow will arrive soon, he has shed his camouflage hunting coat. He's sweating. He carries 4 shotguns. 2 balanced on each shoulder. He stops in front of me. He doesn't say anything. He smiles. It might be a grimace, but I think it's a smile because I can see the gap in his teeth. He leans the shotguns, standing, against a tree trunk, then returns to me. He grabs the rope tied to the handles of the laundry tub and turns his back to me. He flips the rope over his head and bends his knees slightly. Bracing the rope across his forehead, he hoists the laundry tub onto his back. He's not using the-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?